Okay. Well, I know you were really hoping to take some points this weekend. Found out how tough this Ohio State team is, and your team gave it their all, just could not get it past their goalie except for one goal this weekend.
Yeah, they certainly had our number, didn't they? But credit them. Credit Ohio State. I thought they played an outstanding game tonight. I thought they were probably the better team throughout the game. They just made it real, real difficult. We didn't get much zone time, and we just had trouble getting quality chances, grade A chances, and when we did, whenever chance we did, the goalie was there to make the saves. But we got a little bit of a spark there on AJ's goal, but that third period we just weren't able to generate anything, and they were the ones that made a play.
That was a beautiful play, a great idea by Alexis Joyce. It's one of those things where you try to tell your players sometimes you got to be selfless, sometimes you got to be selfish, and she saw a gap between the two defensemen and just skated it right up the middle. That's definitely a veteran move by a freshman, isn't it?
Oh, no question, just a lot of poise. But she has that to her game. That's something I think you'll see more and more of as obviously she gets more comfortable, but. Unfortunately, we just weren't able to make any other plays, and they were able to make one more. But certainly, Brittany was outstanding for us. kept us in the game the entire game.
A power play goal, the first one since December 5th against Minnesota State. I know we've been talking about special teams. Your penalty kill solid today. Your power play finally getting that power play goal in such a long time. You got to be pretty happy about how your special teams played.
Well, they're always a big part of every game, and particularly a close game like this. So that was, obviously the goal tied the game for us, and our penalty kill, allowed us to stay in the game. So, they're going to be big as the season goes on.
49 block shots by your team this weekend, a ton of them. Alexis Joyce had 6 today. I know you mentioned Steph Anderson yesterday had 7. Even Abilich had 9. Those girls certainly are going to be happy to have a little bit of a break to heal up some of those bruises, aren't they?
Yeah, no question. And that's what we talked about. Just said, be very proud of what you've accomplished to this date, to this point. But now just go home and relax and don't even think about hockey. Just take some time off and recharge the battery. So hopefully that's what they'll all do.
Speaking of Christmas, what's Christmas like at the Scanlon House?
Well, it's always very eventful. Bree, Jack, and Joe always have a lot of fun, and just being all together is what makes it special, obviously. So we're looking forward to it.
What's the schedule like for the Beavers when they get back after break? When do they arrive back here to BSU?
Well, they'll come back the 30th. We'll practice that night. It'll be a little later. I think it's around 7 o'clock, which gives everybody time to get here. And then we'll come back and we'll practice here on the 31st in the morning. And then we'll load that bus and start heading towards St. Louis. We'll get as far as Cedar Rapids on. We'll spend New Year's Eve in Cedar Rapids, and get up the next morning and finish the journey to St. Louis to Lindenwood, and we'll play them on the weekend.
Of course, with a non-conference game, you get to travel just about everybody, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Yep. So everybody will travel. We'll take everybody. Everybody coming back. Bailey Wright will not come back. She won't have to because she can't play anyway. So she can stay till the classes start in January.
Well, at least the girls won't have to worry about school when they get to play that first weekend. What date do the kids go back to school?
It's actually the weekend after the Duluth series, which
okay.
is nice. So
that's
the
perfect.
Classes don't start. So yeah, that's we're on the road the entire month of January. We realize that, but we're gonna embrace that challenge. We're not gonna look at it as something dreadful. We're gonna embrace it, and we're gonna have some fun on that trip down to St. Louis. And it's nice that they do not have class, going into the weekend over in Duluth. And then obviously every weekend's big, but hopefully we'll put ourselves in a place where every single game is going to be meaningful for what we're trying to accomplish.
Coach, enjoy Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and thanks so much for a great first half of hockey.
Well, I appreciate that, Kelly. Merry Christmas to you and Schultze. You guys have a good one.
Thank you.